Ralph knows the meeting is over. He gets up from the spindly chair and heads to the door. No goodbyes, no handshake. Leaving the store, he avoids eye contact with Rocco. Dazed, he heads back toward his car. In the mall, there's a restaurant with table service and a bar. He wants to get plastered, but he won't. He has a sales call along with one of his field reps scheduled for 2 o'clock, and now more than ever he needs every sale he can get. Plus, it's one of his core beliefs that, as a manager, it is up to him to lead by example. Plus, he has an ironclad rule that he will never drive his Lexus with more than 2 drinks in his system. So he orders 1 drink, a double, and while he's nursing it, he stews unproductively about his problems. When the food is served, he is startled. He has no recollection of having ordered, much less what he ordered. Oddly, the sight and smell of food makes his stomach feel better, and he realizes he is hungry. The next he's aware, his plate is clean and the check is in front of him. His thoughts are seething and churning all the while, with no productive output. Then it is off to his meeting, where he helps to make the sale. Later on, the sales rep who accompanied Ralph on the call, who had worked for him for nearly 3 years, will not remember Ralph exhibiting any unusual stress that day. When Ralph arrives home that night, Bonnie tells him that there was a message on their home voicemail from somebody named Cap, who left a number for his cell phone. The next morning, Saturday, Ralph makes the call, and they arrange to meet at 5:30 Monday afternoon at the Sheraton in Framingham. Cap has selected this location for its anonymity. It is a large business hotel near a turnpike exit, whose bar should be busy once the meetings taking place in its conference room have finished for the day. Cap's objective is to blend in with the crowd, neither noticed nor remembered. On Monday, Ralph arrives on time. Cap has arrived early in order to make sure nobody who knows him is there, and at 5:30 is watching the door from a stool at the bar. They had described themselves to each other on the phone, so they make contact quickly. Since the room is crowded, they socialize for a while until a table opens up out of the way along the back wall. Once seated, both order beers. It's a compromise. They both relish the calming benefit of hard liquor, but each wants to stay alert and in possession of all his faculties. Ralph doesn't know what to expect, and he knows better than to let too much alcohol dull his concentration. It's Cap's show, and Ralph waits for him to begin. Irrationally, Ralph is comforted by the fact that Cap is smaller than he is and doesn't look especially powerful. Think of, say, Kevin Spacey, the actor. Ralph would be less comfortable were he aware that one of Cap's goons is watching from the bar. Not that the danger is immediate. Cap just wants the goon to know what Ralph looks like for future reference.